Hi, dearest lovely. In this week's episode, I'm discussing how to shift your perspective about suffering by turning experiences into lessons. I feel really passionate about this, and I really hope that you give a listen. I truly do believe that as souls, we come to Earth to learn lessons that help us evolve. Before we dive into the episode, I want to announce that you can begin booking coaching sessions with me directly through my Instagram. Search at Dear Lovely Universe and tap book now in my bio. Hey guys, so today I'm going to be talking about shifting your perspective from a place of suffering to a place of what did I learn from this? So in life, we go through challenges and experiences, and a lot of these experiences can leave us feeling very heartbroken, down, sad, and even broken. But I'm here to help you shift your views about that into a more positive sense that can actually be constructive and help you move forward with your life. So it might be a hard pill to swallow, but rather than asking, why me, try asking yourself, what can I learn from this? Or what did I learn from this? Also, recognizing your responsibility in the whole situation is a huge step. Oftentimes, people blame other people for their problems. For example, a girl has an abusive boyfriend, and she might blame him for her emotional distress. But the issue honestly does not reside in her boyfriend and his abusiveness. The issue is that the girl is allowing the boy to repeatedly mess with her emotional state. So when we know that someone is or something is harmful to us, but we continue to allow it into our lives, it is really wise to reach down into ourselves to figure out and understand why we are allowing this. So, challenges and problems are really a part of life. And challenges and problems make us into who we are today. I think that no matter what race, ethnicity, age, or religion someone is, we can agree on one thing, that the experiences you've had in your life made you into who you are today. The good and the bad have shaped your views about the world, the people around you, and how you see yourself. In this case then, every experience that you've had matters. We can look through experiences as things that, you know, are pointless. Like a girl getting out of an abusive relationship. This was pointless. I wasted my time. You know, those kinds of things. And resent the other person. But when you look at it from a perspective of what did I learn from this, maybe in this case scenario, the girl could have learned to value herself more. She could have learned to not accept anything less than what she deserves, to recognize red flags, to know when to end something. So once you adopt a perspective of what can I learn from this, you begin to feel a deeper sense of peace within yourself. And you begin to realize that no experience is wasted or pointless. And then it becomes much easier to move on. So I'll just be honest right now. I just went through a breakup recently, like very recently. And I'm honestly really okay, because I'm not holding resentment or grudge. I'm actually allowing myself to grow from the whole situation. Same with my past past, my childhood, instead of holding myself in a victim standpoint, instead of holding myself in a place that is blaming other people for everything or even God, I'm instead now asking, what did I learn from this? See, I believe that planet Earth can also be translated into an Earth school. I believe that souls come to planet Earth to learn valuable lessons to help them evolve. So you might notice that people have go through certain cycles in their lives over and over and over and over again. For someone close to me, I know that is actually abusive relationships. She will go through abusive relationships over and over and over again. And I don't know if she's going to break in that. I don't know if she's going to break that cycle in this lifetime. But that to me tells me that in this lifetime, learning to love and respect yourself is one big valuable lesson. For someone else, that could be, you know, maybe someone is has a hard time with substance abuse, and this is a reoccurring thing. It could also be something similar to their valuable lesson of maybe learning to respect their body. And so when we have a reoccurring theme in someone's life, I believe that is often something that is what that person is meant to learn in their life. So for me, it was all of the above, substance abuse and abusive relationships. But I can also honestly say that one of the things that has been a huge part of my life was learning to forgive people. And it's not really, you know, easy, forgiveness. At least for me and a lot of the people I know, maybe it's easy for you. But I think that once we get to a place of forgiveness, we're able to get to a place of peace. And I've said this before, that forgiving someone doesn't mean that like what they did was really okay or anything like that. It just makes it so that you have control and power over your own emotions again, that you're not letting that person control and dictate how you feel anymore. And I think that's a powerful thing. One of the things that I see often is people identifying themselves with pain. And well, that's okay. You know, I'm not gonna judge you for identifying yourself with pain. I just don't believe that pain and suffering define who you are. I think that pain and suffering bring out who you are inside. It's the moments in your life that are the most painful that tell you and show you who you are. I believe that pressure and challenges really make people into diamonds. And what one person might not really be able to handle might be a piece of cake for someone else. So I'm saying whatever challenge is right for you at your level of capacity. So I really feel passionate about this because, like I said before, I believe that everyone has a purpose. And I think to understand that you have a purpose and that your experiences are helping you get to your purpose, to be grateful for everything that you've been through and learning from it. See, learning from your experiences is what will help you grow. And I think, see, the thing about growth that is so important is growth means that you are getting further, closer to a point that you want to be. And being thankful, being grateful, and learning from your experiences, to me, is growth. And that is getting closer to where you want to be. So I want to bring up that, again, challenges are a natural part of life, and they should be expected to occur. If we expect problems to happen, then they aren't really problems anymore. See, if we lived a life that was just literally no problems, like if we just were in a corner of a room and we had private servants that fed us everything, took care of our finances, and like make sure we were like kept safe and like just rock solid healthy until the day we die, and we never got to set foot and see the light of day, what kind of life would that be? Seriously, to go out and see the sunlight and to go out and experience life, you're going to experience some crazies. You're going to experience some people who are just not very nice. You're going to experience heartbreaks, but that's the journey and the joy of life. The joy of life is the journey. You know, I've been seeing very often that people want to achieve happiness and as their natural life goal, I guess. But, and while I do agree that is a goal that is, you know, positive, life is about more than just being happy all the time. It really is. Life is about experiencing the ups, the downs, the really low lows, and the really high highs, because all of these moments are going to shape you into an even deeper person. Being happy all the time is just unrealistic. And while it's also unrealistic, it's really just not healthy. No one is happy all the time. So remember, there's more to life than just being happy all the time. Also, I'm guilty of this. Oftentimes, I'll pray to God. I'll say, "Dear God, please give me the strength to move on from this," or "Please give me the strength to become a wiser person," or, you know, stuff like that. And what I realized is while I was asking God to make me wiser, I didn't realize that I was asking God to bring challenges into my life to make me wiser. See, pain and suffering are truly one of the best gateways to personal development. There's two ways to really do this thing. You can see the path and decide, this is the path that I want to take because I see this is the way that I want to go. Or you can suffer enough and enough and enough and enough until you realize that this isn't working out for you. Maybe you should try the other thing. So pain and suffering are huge teachers, huge. And to feel negatively about pain really doesn't do you a service, because pain is a good thing. Pain is something that is helping you grow. So I have this point that I want to bring up, that have you ever considered how dealing with people who you don't get along with is a great learning opportunity? To understand what goes on in the minds of people who might have varying perspectives about religion, politics, and etc., sometimes a good debate is actually mind-opening and healthy. And by a good debate, I mean actually listening, acknowledging, and attempting to understand where each other are coming from. I am not a religious person, but I decided to listen to a book written by a Christian man on love and marriage and sex. And I listened to it with a fully open mind. And because of this, now I understand the Christian religion a lot better. And I appreciate it because I can see where these people are coming from. And I think it's a beautiful thing. When two people don't get along for whatever reason, I think that instead of clashing at every time that they see each other or the conversation comes up, there's a reason why each side feels passionate about what they feel. So sharing ideologies, sharing why they feel that way, and being open-minded to hearing what the other person has to say is so powerful. And it can help really help you see viewpoints from other people's points of view. So I also want to say that we are talking about, you know, overcoming challenges. And when we overcome challenges, varying on the challenge, it can feel very difficult. It can be extremely painful. And I just want to say to give yourself grace, love, kindness, give yourself whatever you need in the time to move on. See, I'm guilty of putting way too much pressure on myself. Way too much pressure. I'll put so much pressure on myself to move on from something, stay strong. But there's a balance in life. You can't stay strong all the time and never get low. That's just not healthy. There's a balance to everything in life. So sometimes we do get low, and we have to give ourselves grace for that. See, I have literally a sticky note behind my computer that says, try your best and be kind to yourself about the rest. Because, again, it goes back to putting way too much pressure on myself. So if you get to a low place, know that you can be kind to yourself. You don't have to be, you know, perfect right now. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not be okay. So I really just want to say also to listen to your intuition. So your intuition can be a thought that comes through your head, the feeling that you get in your gut, or just this feeling that won't leave you alone. And some people are really, really in tune with their intuition. Some people are not so in tune with their intuition. But I just want to say that your intuition is usually always right. And to listen to your intuition can help you avoid getting into a lot of troubles in the future. When I first got into many of the relationships that I've been in, or some of the situations and scenarios that have really damaged me in a way that I had to heal a lot from, I knew deep down that this is something that was probably going to be really shitty and I shouldn't do it. But I did it anyway, and I didn't listen to my intuition. So I just want to say, recognize the red flags, listen to your intuition, and just don't try not to keep going and doing something when you know that it feels wrong. So now that you know this information, it's up to you to do what you want with it. It's only my job to plant the seed in your mind, to try the shoes on and see if it fits. If you found this perspective helpful, please share it with your friends and family. I post new episodes every Wednesday. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode about turning experiences into lessons. You can find all of my social links in the show notes for this episode, or you can find me at Dear Lovely Universe on Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe and share it with your friends and family. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I would really be appreciative for a review and a rating. It helps a lot. You can sponsor this episode by donating a small monthly fee to keep the episodes coming at www.dearloveliuniverse.com/support. I love you so much. Thank you for your support, and I hope you have a beautiful day.